This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday, British and U.S. officials said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Yemen's Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, with a military spokesperson confirming it in a televised address. The attack set the Greek-owned, Barbados-flagged ship, True Confidence, ablaze. These are the first fatalities reported since the Houthis began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes in mid-November. They have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians to oppose Israel's military actions in Gaza. Britain and the United States have been launching retaliatory strikes against the Houthis, and the confirmation of fatalities could lead to pressure for stronger military action.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. An explosion could be heard and several plumes of smoke seen in Gaza on Wednesday afternoon. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage exchanges between Israel and Hamas remained at an impasse as the humanitarian crisis in the enclave deepened. Negotiators from Hamas, Qatar, and Egypt, but not Israel, were in Cairo trying to secure a 40-day ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Islamist group in time for the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which begins early next week. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. South Africa has asked the International Court of Justice to order additional emergency measures against Israel, which it says is breaching the measures already in place, the UN's top court said on Wednesday. In its application, South Africa warned Palestinians in Gaza were facing starvation and asked the court to order all parties to cease hostilities and release all hostages and detainees.